This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our program. We appreciate you. The telephone number, if you need it, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, but we also have some callers who've been holding. So let's go to Renee calling from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I can kind of go tie into all what you talk about government. Like sometimes big business is almost quasi-government.
Sure.
And the history of government, like my thing is planned obsolescence. I have a special place in my heart for that.
Clan?
My mom died.
Obsolescence?
Obsolescence, I believe is what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom died 2 weeks ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And my truck was broke down, and I had I had issues to get there. And I'm 54. I can remember when a toaster lasted like about
a
10
lifetime.
Years. And we bought, yeah.
How long do they last now?
1 year now.
Yeah, a couple of years.
All the toasters that I've had recently, I've had to give away because I've moved or something like that. So I haven't had my toasters breaking down. Yeah. I just had to give them to people.
Yeah. But the planned obsolescence thing is all these big super buy an electric car and eat insects and tofu company executives that want us to change our lifestyles practice planned obsolescence that especially the techno companies that you end up putting landfills with all these electronics that's poisonous.
Yeah.
They don't make an effort to recycle it. And it's just hypocritical. They're going to preach all this green crap when they do planned obsolescence, which steals and robs from the consumer their right to have a good product money they pay.
Today's landfills is tomorrow's mines. Right? They're going to know where to dig up all the lithium and all the silver and all the whatevers. And
why not just keep them and take out the good stuff?
They could do that, but they'll just go get it later.
All right, go ahead.
When I talk about planned obsolescence, sometimes on talk shows and everybody, they act like it's a boogeyman. It does not exist. But France...
Because the way you're saying it is wrong,
I'm French heritage. France is the only country that prosecutes and jails people for planned obsolescence. They're the only country that would admit it even exists.
Thank you for the call, Renee. We appreciate it. Planned obsolescence does exist. Sadly, I don't even want to call it the market because it's not a free market, but it is the current state of what the electronics market is really well known for these days.
I don't even have a problem with that necessarily. Because the technology moves forward so quickly,
well,
you're going to be dealing with obsolete phones and obsolete televisions and obsolete equipment anyway.
It does. In a better organized society, I guess, or market even, these electronics companies would get together and figure out some sort of hardware standards so that more things were compatible with each other.
Can you believe how long
upgrade stuff and all that kind of stuff,
Can you believe how long it took us to get to USB-C? From proprietary phone plugs that you plugged into your car and had to buy a new one every single time you bought a new phone to the USB-A, the big one, the big USB where you have to flip it over four times before you can successfully plug it in, that one, to the micro USB, which the same thing, you had to have four flips before you could actually get it plugged in, to finally USB-C, which... generally, I can get in on the first plug.
Yeah.
And because you can turn it either direction, doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really? Is such a stroke of genius?
Well, and in between all that, there was something, like, as an audio guy, there was something known as FireWire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And that had its own port and its own, you know, plugs and cables and all that stuff. And then the next version of USB-C was just able to do all that.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Even with USB-C, right, you're likely going to see a long time span before any advancement in that technology, because the European Union, really?
I mean, like, hopefully we get, I don't mean that I don't, like, I want innovation, right? But what I would like is for something to be invented that doesn't have to be reinvented, that can be upgraded, that can be, you know, replaced easily without people having to rebuy all of their gear.
The European Union has made USB-C like the standard across the European Union.
Yeah.
So that's not going anywhere until government decides that they can innovate. You want that?
That's bad.
Yeah.
Admittedly, but this is, ladies and gentlemen, in corporate America, this is the result when you screw around. Anybody making USB micro or USB mini, in either one of those, could have figured out, I wonder if I make this a different shape, if it'll fit in better. You know, like this was, and they did it on purpose so that they could bring about another new system, and we'd all have to upgrade, just like from CDs to Blu-rays to, you know, whatever.
But USB in and of itself is not a proprietary standard. Those were the industry standards that got innovated on until we got to USB-C.
That's because they threatened legislation against the proprietary standards that they had previously.
Okay.
So this was them screwing around with the laws as they were written. Right. It was like, you're going to make it so that we can make a product that we don't have to replace in 3 years? Well, let us show you.
Use of government.
Hold on. There is. The clock strikes right twice a day.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while?
There you go. So, I mean, today, USB-C is a good standard.
Yes, it is.
Standard in 5 years, will not make that statement.
But you're going to be stuck with USB-C in 5 years because everyone's going to kowtow to the
EU. Have you been to Europe?
What? No.
They got plugs for electricity. They got like 3 or 4 different plugs for electricity that we don't use over here. So we can still innovate beyond them. We're the biggest market in the world.
You think the United States plug's more innovative than the European plugs?
The power plug? I think it's better.
All right.
Are you talking about electricity now? Yeah.
The one of the European plugs is it's gigantic.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's got the weird. It's like two on top and the one on the way below, and it looks all oblong.
It's like ours, but only huge.
Because much like the United States, the rest of the world is on like the 240 volt standard, and it's got to carry more juice.
It's true. And then
you can't do that here. Generally.
Because it's 120.
Yeah.
But then the other one is also kind of weird because it has to pop out twice. I don't know. It's very strange. I think we can do it.
Okay. But you think that an international European standard for USB plugs with the amount of sales that all these companies have to do there, Apple in particular, Samsung, the big ones, right, they're going to innovate two different plugs and only sell one in Europe?
No, I think if government were to just get the hell out of the way, that these problems would solve themselves.
No, because this is what Mark is saying. The problem didn't solve itself. You had proprietary standards all over the board.
It didn't solve itself. And this is, like, I think
it's... So, do it yourself, or we're going to step in
from the government. I don't think it's provable that government has ever gotten out of the way.
So, let's not talk about our corporate masters as though they're some kind of angels, okay? They screwed around with USB so long that finally the European Union steps in and says, you will do it the way we say now. And maybe we can innovate around the little plug shape or something like that. I don't know. But this is the problem, is that there isn't a solution in this scenario.
I'm talking about speed and capacity, man.
Well, yeah.
Data gets larger. You need plugs to carry it faster.
The other thing is, though, like, when government gets involved, they start manufacturing to the lowest common denominator, which is people that aren't technical at all and can't understand how these things work. And like, it's fine that, like, things should be made simple for people who don't understand, you know, technological concepts and how things work. That's fine. But it shouldn't be forced upon anybody. It should be a market result.
And if you don't think companies are going to kowtow because of the EU, just look at the cookie pop-up that comes up on every webpage.
Yep,
that's directly result from EU laws that now affects the entire world.
603-283-6160. Do you think that governments should get out of the way of tech, or should they regulate them more? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. It is Free Talk Live.
Don't touch that dial.
I don't know why that guy was laughing at me when I said that, or before I said it. He said, part of the music bed there. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, it's an inopportune laugh, you know. They're all going to laugh at you.
Pop quiz, Captain. Who does the music?
Rebel Inc.
Rebel Inc., yeah.
You passed.
That took me a minute. I was like, oh, crap. What were they called again? We've covered this, like, several times. Test your knowledge here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
Rich.
And Mark.
Before we go on with the show, I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, we've got some more calls to get to before we move on with our topics. Let's go to Dodger calling from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello. First off, Mark, I'm glad that I'm actually listening live. I normally listen later on, but it's literally you that actually made me decide that I was a libertarian. So
interesting, because it now goes by Mark the Statist.
Thank you, Dodger. At least you can appreciate it.
Was there one specific time when you were like, yeah, now I'm libertarian. Thanks, Mark. Was there one, like, turning moment for you?
I've been listening to the program when the Edward Snowden trials were going on. And I've been through so many co-hosts that you're a newbie to me, Captain.
Sure.
Essentially. So, anyway, I wanted to actually bring up the responsibility of dog parents. Or, no, not dog parents, pet parents.
Okay.
What are our obligations as libertarians?
I think this is a really difficult question. Do you have something you want to say before I answer it?
Do you know what the question is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm still unclear on the question.
Well, essentially, there have been some countries out there that have listed domestic cats as an invasive species. So that's kind of where I was going with this. And so with that, what are our obligations as libertarian pet parents to prevent that from happening?
I once had a cat. His name was Senior Grouchy Pants.
Oh, yes.
And Senior Grouchy Pants was morbidly obese, clawless, and ballless.
A real fat cat.
And
it was declawed?
I didn't declaw him.
Sorry.
He came that way. You know, that's the thing. I didn't choose to get him that way. That's the way he came. But I'll tell you what. he bit more often because he didn't have claws. Mm-hmm. And he drew blood more than one time. Senior Grouchy Pants was not poorly named, I can assure you. He was an irascible bastard. But to me, any squirrel that manages to get themselves caught by a clawless, ballless, 22-pound domestic feline probably deserved it. You know, I'm to my knowledge, no songbird was ever eaten by Senior. Now, I can't say that I can't say he didn't do it, but to my knowledge, he didn't do it. But more than one rodent. Headless body was laid at my doorstep, and
are right. If you don't mind me interrupting, Mark, I can attest to the indoor-outdoor cat thing from my childhood where my cat, or I was her human, I guess you could say, based on all of that, would bring me all sorts of dead animals.
Right.
And just drop it at my feet and be like, look what I did, Daddy.
Right. Here's a gift.
Are you saying you have some sort of responsibility over the deaths of those animals?
I think you do.
Okay.
If it's especially songbirds, because they're, there's not as many of them as there are the rodents.
Wild animals, right, that humans sometimes take in as pets, right, or even if they're bred for being pets, operates on a whole different set of rules than humans do. Right, so they're part of the animal kingdom. They're going to kill. They're going to dig things up. They're going to do all these things that animals do.
They're going to poop on the sidewalk.
With regards to things like animal control and invasive species, and governments putting together programs or departments that say, hey, we keep this from happening. Well, how do you know? How do you know they keep cats from becoming an invasive species? How do you know that it's them that's doing it and it's not nature just equalizing itself as it usually does?
That's essentially my question is, if you have a child that, for example, is a problem child and you're that person's parent, I kind of view the same thing, and that's why I kind of wanted to ask Mark what his take was.
Yeah, if your dog gets out and bites somebody, you're responsible for it. And no one argues that.
And if your 4-year-old gets out and bites somebody, you're responsible.
If you get caught by a 4-year-old trying to bite you,
But they're gonna put the dog down. The 4-year-old gets a pass. Don't do it again, Johnny. Dog, you just kill it. Too dangerous to be out in the wild.
Dodger, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
Animals are animals, man.
Right.
They do animal things.
Right. And, humans are, we're different because we can think, we can reason, we can build, we have opposable thumbs, and we can design, and we can imagine.
But if you bring, on the island of Utila, where I am a resident currently and building my freedom paradise, some bright bastard not only brought a pet raccoon that escaped, he brought that pet raccoon a mate. And they're taking over the island.
Oh, no.
And that person, to my mind, is responsible for what may very well be the destruction of the... they have a black iguana that's endemic to the island and endangered. He may destroy a species because he's an idiot.
Survival of the fittest, man.
No.
603.
Raccoons 1, iguana 0.
283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Tony Maruso reporting. A volcano erupted in Indonesia on Sunday, spewing a cloud of ash 15 kilometers into the sky and forcing the evacuation of nearly 2,000 people, authorities said, as they issued the highest warning for the area east of Java Island. There were no immediate reports of any casualties from the eruption of the Semeru volcano, and Indonesia's transport ministry said there was no impact on air travel. Jim Colby, an Arizona Republican who served in the U.S. House of Representatives for more than 20 years and became an advocate for gay rights and the environment, died December the 3rd at the age of 80. The Matthews County Board of Supervisors is moving ahead with unusual plans to deed the public land under a Confederate statue on the historic courthouse green to a private preservation group aiming to prevent any future residents from taking it down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Better than ever. Well,
we're back.
We're at least as good as we're going to be for the night anyway. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain,
Richard Rich,
and Mark Edge.
Let's just go right to your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys hit the trifecta. That's what I always try to do.
What do you mean?
I keep the entertain and educate and all of the above. First, I got a couple of horse
the trifecta.
Feathers. Wait, so the trifecta is to entertain, educate, and all of the above?
It's the third.
No. Well, the first one is I got horse feathers to fluff with Mr. Mark.
Okay, go ahead.
Mark doesn't remember this. This was a long time ago before he ended up on Gilligan's Island, you know, with his tour with the Teddy Bowl Man and such.
So he's holding a grudge with Mark.
I'm not holding a grudge, but he actually did rub my fur the wrong way.
Like a woman bringing up old stuff.
He gave me enough tenacity to keep calling in because I knew he was full of it, and I would. I called in about chemtrails, and he called me a flat earther.
I don't remember this.
I'm not a fan of the chemtrails theories. Go ahead.
No. They're just trying. It's another way they're trying to poison us. They're putting heavy metals in our diet every week.
Who's they?
Heavy metal.
They, them, those. The ones who want to control your life.
The New World Order. Who the hell is they? That's been the eternal question. Ask them.
It is a difficult question to answer. That's one of the reasons I asked it. But the way one answers it really does put you in certain categories. So at first I wanted you to make a shot at answering it, and I don't know is a reasonable answer. The next thing I'm going to ask is, how many people are in on this conspiracy? Because it seems like all the pilots have to be in, right?
No, according to what I have been able to properly ascertain,
it's the aliens.
These things are flown by some kid out of Peoria with a joystick.
So they're drones.
Or the pilots, these things are installed. There's two jets that they put above the heat exhaust of the plane. Mm-hmm. And pilots don't have rear-view mirrors. They can't tell what's going on behind them. It ain't like you've got a rear center.
Sure, some of these planes have cameras.
Well, somebody's refilling these tanks,
or
right?
Or done a loop-de-loop.
Yep.
Well, I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole of chemtrails anyway.
Well,
you brought it up.
This is the reason
I know.
Like, I have good friends.
Good
friends who believe the chemtrail stuff. I don't try to, you know, look, I don't want to alienate anybody.
Why are you antagonizing the caller, Mark?
I don't agree. And here's why I don't agree is because if we don't have a pilot that knows about it, we certainly have a mechanic or at least a tank filler who knows something about it. And, you know, I mean, this is a hard theory to pass across.
You know how people that actually like to tell the truth get disappeared.
Okay. They haven't got me yet.
Or Major Payne.
I know. And I'm glad you're on Gilligan's Island, dude. I really am. And hope the black iguanas survive. And as far as the coons go, I say release the hounds.
Major, thank you for the call. Sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
A tale of a fateful trip.
He said release the hounds on the coons.
That's what he said, yeah. That.
Well, it's... I don't know that they have any good raccoon hunting hounds on the island of Utila.
I was actually going to say,
you know what would solve it? The problem is that you got to use have a heart traps. They're the best things to catch raccoons with, but then you have to not have a heart in executing the raccoon.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't the real solution here be to just give everybody a gun and when they see a raccoon to shoot it?
I think the best thing to do is to get the trap and then shoot the raccoon in the trap.
Oh, I see.
Like fish in a barrel.
Or raccoons in a trap, apparently. Because you, like,
a lot of people.
Raccoons are not native to this island, right?
Nope.
So I would think that it would be, I don't want to say morally, I think that it would be okay to, like, kill them all.
Our liberal betters would probably not get too upset.
Right.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that because the raccoons were imported from a foreign land, that they deserve to be shot on sight?
I'm saying that the creatures that are...
I'm asking the captain, because he's advocating shoot on sight. There's a whole population of people that were brought over from a foreign land.
Well, I have a different opinion on people than I do on trash pandas.
Okay.
So, trash pandas, you know, I don't know, do they serve any real purpose?
I have no idea.
Or are they just, you know, rodents?
Do they eat tits?
Well, they're more than a rodent.
Of a larger variety.
I think they're bears.
Hmm?
I think they're bears.
You think that raccoons think they're bears?
No, I think they are bears.
Oh, you think they're of the same family?
Something related to bears.
Yeah. I thought they were closer to, like, badgers or something.
So bring in the grizzly and let him set his family straight.
Right, bring in more non-native species to an area that, you know, what would these raccoons morph into in a tropical environment? Right? Have you heard of a tropical raccoon?
I've noticed the difference between squirrels here in New Hampshire and squirrels in Florida. Our squirrels in Florida are quite svelte. You know,
really?
Thin, fast creatures. Up here in New Hampshire, you watch these fat little things. I thought it was a bunny I saw today. Look at this, what is that long-tailed bunny?
Because that's the ones up here have to hibernate in the winter, man.
Yes,
in Florida,
I saw one getting ready, like it was in a tree in the yard whenever I walked out my door, and it sort of stopped. You know, clinging to the tree, but man, it waddled down the tree to get into the yard. I was like, Jesus, man.
Florida, they can hit the beach gym whenever they want and grab a nut on the way home.
Yeah.
Somebody on the internet says that raccoons are not small bears, but they do belong to the same clade of carnivorous mammals.
Okay.
All right, smarty pants.
I mean, I'm thinking of a, you know, a tropical raccoon, right? He's like sitting on a lawn chair, he's
wearing
got sunglasses
shirt.
On, he's got like a Mai Tai with the, you know, parasol in it, you know, he's chilling.
It's Aloha like shirt with an igloo tattoo or an igloo patch on his Aloha shirt.
What have we done?
Since you know, the rails. Rat, you know, it was the rats that killed the dodo, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah, used to, the Dutch seamen used to get the blame for it all.
Okay.
He said semen.
I did. I got semen in on the show. The semen that say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Insert generic segue here. This from Reason.com. Oregon governor pardons 45,000 marijuana offenders.
Oh, we're going to get to it.
The I figured we better, right? While we have a couple of minutes. The ACLU of Oregon is calling on other state governors to follow suit. Democratic Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced yesterday she will pardon 45,000 people convicted of simple possession of marijuana in one of the largest uses of the pardon power by a governor to wipe weed offenses off the books.
Well, as long as every drug is legal in Oregon, why not just go for the whole shebang there and get all the drug offenders out?
You know, because if she does this one little thing, it gets a bunch of press.
Okay.
She can do it a few times now.
All right.
Well,
right up to real life.
The gift that keeps on giving.
So I was kind of thinking that 45,000 people were going to get out of some kind of punishment or get out of jail or something was going to happen. And by God, in the United States, we could let 45,000 people out of jail and it wouldn't even put a dent in the prison right. population. But these people very likely have paid fines that they're not going to get back. Right, like they paid their $420 fine for their 420 offense, and they're not going to get their money back. This is just, and they're, you know, really not living in any way that the conviction has changed their life. This sounds a lot like a media grab.
And based on what I just skimmed through the article, I would agree with you. The article goes on to say that Brown's office says the pardons will remove 47,144 convictions for possession of a small amount of marijuana from individual records and forgive more than $14 million in associated fines and fees.
Even if it is a media grab, it's still a good thing, right? Like, I don't care what the motivation is, as long as stuff gets done.
I wonder if they're going to get refunds or these are just fines that are outstanding.
That is a good question, and the article does not specify. 603-283-6160. Do you think marijuana offenders should be pardoned?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's all I have to say. But, that's right, it's Free Talk Live. Telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Rich Rich.
And Mark Edge.
Ooh, ooh.
You got his full name in there.
Oh. Made up name.
Yeah, so, wait.
Is it, though?
Sort of.
I almost feel like with the last name of Edge, you should be a flat earther.
Because there's an Edge on the flat earth?
Presumably. I mean, in theory.
You don't think there's a turtle carrying it around?
I don't, no.
Okay. I don't think it's flat.
Nor do I identify you like with a turtle in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't, you know, you don't have a turtle aura about you. When we carpool to a place, you don't bring a big shell that I can tell. Although you do have a backpack.
No,
it's more of a satchel, though, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, whatever. It's fine.
Moving on.
Let's go to David in Nim. You're on Free Talk Live.
David.
Yeah, I'm an airline transport pilot. When we used to check in for work, they would hand us little Whippets bottles of contrail spray, and we threw them in up under the dash and spray all you bastards.
This is how rumors get started, David.
I believe it. Oh, it's true. We did it every day. We sprayed you bastards with different kinds of stuff. You'll never know what hit you. It's a different thing every day.
I'm tweeting it out as we speak.
Yeah.
All right.
Just
all right.
To say, I know lots of pilots, and not one of them knows about this stuff.
Well, you know me, and I know all about it because I did it. And
what else did you do?
I forget what I. Oh, that court case. One more comment, and then my point. That court case, you guys don't really understand that Brunson court case. You should look into it. I mentioned that on your show about a week or two ago to Ian. He looked it up on the Supreme Court website, and there's a whole lot of good stuff to it. You ought to do more research because it really has the potential. And
can you summarize a point or two?
No, because you'll dock my time. It's not what I called about. I'm just telling you, you need to look more into it.
Well, then get to your point.
Cut him off now. Okay. Just dock his time already.
Don't do that.
Like a woman bringing up old stuff, Richie. Like a woman bringing up...
Callback. Yeah. He's got the callback on you.
Yeah. Hey, Richie,
that's comedy.
Richie, because you said something like that about women, you know, women bringing up old stuff, you shouldn't have any contact with children. How's that sound?
Oh, I don't have much contact with children, but okay.
No, I didn't say that. You're changing. I said you shouldn't. Whether you do or don't is irrelevant.
It's obviously ridiculous.
I mean, that's just like your opinion then, man.
Well, no, but that's what you did to me a couple weeks back. I made a comment about women seeing, or some women, many women, seeing when they go from one man to another man, it's they see it as going from one penis to a new penis. And you said because I made that comment about women, I should have no contact with children. So I'm just turning it about on you.
Okay. Well, good job then. You've succeeded.
Yeah.
Did you have a point, David?
Good. That is the point. In the court case, there's all kinds of really good things. Like, for instance, those Brunson brothers, you guys don't like taxes. Some of their things that they're doing could get rid of taxes.
That is hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but it's also hard.
It's kind of like believing that Republicans voting for a smaller government will actually result in smaller government,
or that the Earth is flat, right, or that there are chemtrails.
It's also hard to believe. It's also hard to believe that you dumb bastards calling yourselves Americans let yourself be taxed in the first place when this country was set up as a country that would never have taxes outside of the excise taxes listed in the founding documents.
Okay.
Which are still too many.
Thanks for the call, David.
I'd like to point out that, you know, that we talked about the Brunson case here. You know, maybe we don't know a great deal about it, but it got airtime on 200 radio stations across the United States in the process. And if a listener decides, well, I'm going to look this up because the boys on Free Talk Live like it, or I'm not going to look this up because the boys on Free Talk Live don't like it. Yeah. I mean, really, is there anybody out there like that?
Does it matter, though? It's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
We have no control.
Our opinion has nothing to do with it. I do, you know, when David calls in and says he's read something, this guy's got the time, he's got the talent, he understands what he's looking at, and I appreciate that, but, you know, I don't.
Well, and for me, it's like, how much do I care about what this evil organization known as government does, right? Is it going to affect my life directly in any way, shape, or form?
If it removes all taxes, it will.
Okay, but that's, you know, pie eye in the sky, you know, minute, smallest of chance. Like, it would be more likely that Bitcoin will result in the elimination of taxation, in my opinion.
If this was going to eliminate taxation, they would shoot three of the Supreme Court justices that would make a difference.
Okay.
I mean, like, that's not going to happen. At this point, America is locked in. You are the tax slave of the world.
You are being milked for your tax money. You are tax cow.
You need to pay those taxes or the whole global system will collapse.
But if these Brunson brothers with their 1990s themed website get a hold of the Supreme Court and wrangle them in...
Yeah, I hope the best of them. I do. I hope every cockamamie scheme, except for New Hampshire seceding, works.
Wait, you don't want New Hampshire seceding to work?
No.
We're going to go to Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
You guys just talked about the cannabis. You know.
Yes, we know.
Pardons.
You know, legalizing or whatever, decriminalizing.
It was actually some pardons that were given to people who had possession of cannabis charges.
45,000 of them.
Well, I mean, it's coming up in all different places and states. Even friggin' Biden was talking about it. So
his
went nowhere.
We covered it on this show.
Yeah, he talked about it, but it actually did nothing. It resulted in no persons being pardoned at all.
No, I get it. But the point is that there are just too many effing laws out there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great point.
Yes. If you can't, like, here's the thing that, I'm thinking about juries right now. Ian Freeman, my business partner, or co-minister, is going off to court in a couple of days.
TheCrypto6.com?
Yeah, TheCrypto6.com. And if you can't know what the law is, it shouldn't be illegal. Everything that you don't know, like the old maxim that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, the reason that the ignorance of the law was no excuse at the time, 1,000 years ago when they came up with this maxim,
was because common law.
They had common law, right. And if you harmed somebody, you had to make good.
Right. And it was basically restitution that was going on, and mostly, and some punishment. You know, and that's great. That's all we need. And
I think prisons should be for people who cannot, just can't live with other people without causing harm. And that, maybe some kind of habitual offender. I don't know.
Well, to just execute them like the raccoons, then.
The rest of the law out there is federal law, and almost all of that is unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah, which goes to prove that the Constitution is completely meaningless. Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I do want to make a point on Bad Slave's point, though, and that is the number of laws that exist. And this comes up from time to time, and I like to repeat it, particularly for new listeners. You can't count them. There are so many laws that exist just in the United States of America that they cannot be counted. People have tried. You cannot count them.
And the only way to repeal it is to add more.
Well, they add them at a clip of, 7,000 or so, 6,700 a year, something like that, if my memory serves. But that's the rates of addition without any of them being subtracted.
Right. And if you look at, say, just an attorney that was focusing on the federal level, if you just read all the laws and all the regulations that applied to people living in the United States, it'd take you a whole lifetime.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't be able to practice law.
Right.
You just reading the law. And how can the enforcers know to enforce? This is so crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have lawyers who become specialists in certain niche markets.
Sure.
Because that's all they can digest.
Yeah.
They can't be a generalist. It's just not possible. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.